Until an individual takes up the issue of inner growth and development, whether this is for spiritual progress, mental development, emotional growth, vital discipline, or some kind of physical control, he tends to take very little notice of any inner conflict or struggle. He just acts naturally, according to his own idea of what his life is about. This all changes when an individual attempts to undertake any manner of change in some part of his being. This may be a very physical activity, such as an attempt to lose weight, to carry out a resolution to exercise, to overcome an addiction, such as to drugs, alcohol, or caffeine, or it may be on the vital level, for instance, to resolve to overcome a tendency to anger or restrain impulses of desire in some form. Or it may be an attempt to remain calm under provocation or restrain impulsive thinking or behavior. The individual immediately begins to recognize the difficulty as the old habits try to assert themselves, or the reactive nature simply responds contrary to the will. The dieter will find himself binging and a struggle to restrain the impulse to eat ensues. Addictions create psychological dependency as well as physical dependency, and thus there is an intense internal conflict from any attempt to stop the addiction. For the spiritual seeker, the situation becomes more acute as he begins to actively witness these actions from a viewpoint that rejects them and desires to embody a new consciousness that seems to run counter to the basic embedded instincts and habits of human nature. Thus, the spiritual seeker finds himself in a constant struggle as each element of basic human nature, so freely accepted as part of the human situation, comes up for review and change within the context of the evolution of consciousness and the shifting of the basic standpoint from which human behavior derives. The constant and overwhelming nature of this multifarious opposition to the spiritual growth makes the seeker believe, in many cases, that he is destined to fail, when in actuality, what is taking place is that he has a more precise view and insight into the human condition, and has taken on a challenge that goes far beyond any individual aspect addressed in the course of ordinary life. The need to observe, deny support of the will, and shift the focus to the spiritual aim are the method to be employed. While the struggle may be continuous and involve all the elements of human life, it is only taken up by those who are called to this path, and they are individuals who inherently have the inner fortitude and the support of the divine grace to succeed, as long as they do not give in to the despair or depression, and simply persevere. Sri Aurobindo notes, quote, "The experience which so alarms you, of states of consciousness in which you say and do things contrary to your true will, is not a reason for despair. It is a common experience in one form or another of all who try to rise above their ordinary nature. Not only those who practice yoga, but religious men, and even those who seek only a moral control and self-improvement, are confronted with this difficulty. And here again, it is not the yoga or the effort after perfection that creates this condition. There are contradictory elements in human nature and in every human being through which he is made to act in a way which his better mind disapproves. This happens to everybody, to the most ordinary men in the most ordinary life. It only becomes marked and obvious to our minds when we try to rise above our ordinary external selves, because then we can see that it is the lower elements which are being made to revolt consciously against the higher will. There then seems to be for a time a division in the nature, because the true being and all that supports it stand back and separate from these lower elements. At one time, the true being occupies the field of the nature. At another, the lower nature, used by some contrary force, pushes it back and seizes the ground. If there is the firm will to progress, this division is overpassed, and in the unified nature, unified around that will, there may be other difficulties, but this kind of discord and struggle will disappear. End quote. Reference, Sri Aurobindo and the Mother, Growing Within, The Psychology of Inner Development, Chapter 6, Growth of Consciousness, Difficulties and Pitfalls, pages 113 to 114.